Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, Taco Man Radio is in your face. And straight up, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, for the next hour. If I can accomplish two of my three goals, of course, to entertain you, inform you, and maybe infuriate you, if I can accomplish two of those things, well, it's been a good show. The bottom line is we're going to have some fun tonight. We'll hear from Steph Curry, 5 minutes from home, of course, the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA, without a doubt. Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors up front and center. Next up, he'll take the place of Stephen Colbert and, of course, Seth Meyers. Both those guys got the week off, so no comedy per se. Segment three, talk about Colin Cowherd. Of course, talk about Rob Parker, LeBron James, the L.A. Lakers, where they're going after this year. Hey, straight up, the Lakers, of course, could be a powerful team, but they need somebody alongside LeBron. LeBron just can't carry the ball by himself, can't carry the team by himself. And as much as the Lakers want to say they want to compete with the Warriors, they just can't right now. The bottom line is they need a Kevin Durant. Will Kevin Durant be leaving Golden State and going to L.A.? That's a possibility as well. Of course, Kevin Durant becoming a free agent in a few months. You are tuning to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Taco Man Radio coming to you live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. You could be doing a million things right now, but you're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine, and I appreciate that. Next up, 5 minutes from home with the NBA great Steph Curry on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app, homeadvisor.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Wait, what? You're listening to the game on the radio? What is this, the Roaring Twenties? Are you doing the Charleston after every bucket? Get with the times, like the last 80 years. Sports were meant to be watched beside fellow fans and saucy wings and frosty beers. You can't roar at a radio. You need TVs on TVs on TVs. Save the AM/FM for public radio and snow delays. Get to B-dubs and yell like a real fan at TVs and people's faces. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
Feels like Golden State has a 30-point lead the way this crowd reacts with Stephen again.
Here's Curry firing.
Yeah!
Jeff Green fires away. His three-pointer won't go. Durant the rebound. Still plenty of time. No fouls to give for Cleveland. Ahead to Curry. Curry sets, fires, puts it up. Bang! Steph Curry from way downtown.
Here's a pass down low to Durant. Puts it up and in on the long feed from Curry. Durant's got 32 in this game seven.
This is Sports Overnight America.
The Golden State Warriors have a host of celebrities and personalities surrounding them. Of course, Steph Curry doing the 5 minutes from home this week with E-40, an East Bay rapper. The guy's got it going on. Check it out. Him and Steph doing 5 minutes from home.
You know what I'm talking about?
Go!
The guy.
What's going on, E-40?
The guy of all guys.
Appreciate you. Obviously, you support us all the time, coming out seeing all that.
But the game of day, too.
It's a little. Oh, appreciate this. I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit about representing the Bay Area. I've been here 10 years, but you've been here way longer than that. So
that's all my guy.
We can make that happen.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. For sure. Last year, we had the Sprinter, but this year, we're taking the Lyft, so we... riding the style.
Oh, we gonna take a lift?
Yeah, a little infinity, cool. Little infinity situation.
He's clean.
Yeah. Leaving Oracle, leaving Oakland.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot to deal with, right? It's just gonna be different because Oakland is just so rich. Like, the energy, the vibe, like
the town love you. I seen that. I'm like, cause I'm so used to being the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
But
listen. So when we was downtown, when we did the photo shoot for, what was that, Slam Magazine or something? Was that Slam?
Oh, yeah, I saw.
So I'm out there. I'm used to, you know what I'm saying, all the kids on me. They're like, Steph. I said, let me sit back and be a, I'm finna be a civilian today. I'm gonna kick on back and watch this crazy. And they love you, bro. They love you sincerely, man. You play your position. You know, you're involved with the youth, you know, and you give back. And that's what I love about the Warriors overall, too.
Yeah.
Y'all always giving back. Always. Y'all got it together, man.
I get people coming up all walks of life, whether it's on social media or in person. They tell me how they feel when they watch you play.
Yeah.
How do your fans, people in the Bay, that have ride with you know with you since day one. Like how do you interact with them? Being such a recognizable voice and face for the music industry in this entire area.
People don't know, but a lot of the Bay Area didn't catch me at first. Because I came with an unorthodox style.
Right.
But the people that didn't understand me and they called me whack or whatever, they became my biggest fans.
Right.
They be like, man, I didn't understand when I was a little kid. And then when I started living it and going through the things you understand, just saying, man, 40 said that a long time ago.
Right.
I know that you the GOAT. That's what they say to me, right? But anyway, I try to speak for everybody, you know. I was all over the place like space with my music, you know what I mean? They,
yo,
you know, I told them to put some ketchup on their fries, man, do some ketchup up.
That's
why,
hey, you know. Every time we have a conversation, though, like, just to have your own dictionary, like, in the beginning of this year, actually, yeah. Like, how you doing?
I'm sharper than a porcupine spine,
sharper than
man.
A porcupine spine. Yeah. It's just rare like a steak.
Yeah, rare like a steak, for real, though. Since I was a young mustache, I try not to be predictable. So if I say something, you never know what it's going to rhyme with.
Right,
the thing you
right.
thought it was going to rhyme with, it's going to be something different. And that's what I specialize in. I make sure I do that.
All the legends, when they get asked about, like, what's their opinion of, you know, today's talent, there's some people that the ego gets in the way thinking that they can't give us props because we've taken away from what they did.
Yeah.
There's some other people that they are secure in themselves and know that they were all-time great. They can still shout us out and show love, right?
Yeah. I embrace the youth, certain people.
Right.
I feel like youngsters need OGs and OGs need youngsters.
For sure.
That's what I feel. I'm for what's right. Maybe that's what's wrong. You know what I mean? That's what I tell people. Like, you know, they just want to get some gems dropped on them. And I drop gems.
Right.
But I tell you, but a lot of OGs, they sound bitter when they're dissing these youngsters, man.
100%.
It's like, man, just mind your business. They ain't did nothing to you. You know what I mean? Let the fans and everybody else be, the judge of that.
100%.
Do you. Get back in the studio and gas it up. Make some good music. Your kids can teach you some stuff you don't know.
They already do. My 3-year-old knows how to use an iPad better than I do.
Come on, man. Me too.
So everything's evolving. I'm trying to keep up. So I got to ask you, too. I can't cook for nothing.
You can't cook?
I married my wife. She she can cook for the both of us. So, like, if I ever try to get in the kitchen, try to help,
yeah.
She just give me the side eye. Like, nah, I got
yeah.
this. Don't mess with my process.
Yeah, yeah,
like, you all, I know you're big in the kitchen, like, chefing up stuff. Like, you always had that?
Here it is. This is the thing. I'm the oldest of four. My mama and my daddy divorced when I was 8 and a half.
Uh-huh.
So they went their separate ways, and we moved to the hillside of Vallejo. From the Crest side. So I had to learn to do stuff. You know what I mean? I had to know how to cook and all that. We learned how to cook and we were self-taught. And then I worked for a restaurant when I was a teenager called the Commandant's Restaurant in Benicia.
Right.
That was a high-end spot. All the rich people would go. And I started off washing dishes there. And then I started cooking. I was cooking escargot. Named Lewis, he taught me how to make escargot, mussels, chicken cordon bleu. We was doing prime rib. We was doing all kind of just high-end London broil,
right.
Like things that the norm wasn't doing, you
right.
know what I mean? But I always knew how to do anything else with the pot and pans. You know, I'd be doing it for the gram and just for the hobby.
But you let them know you know what you're doing, though.
Definitely.
You, yeah. So you can cook, and then you're in the beverage game. You got...
Yeah.
What do you start with?
Actually, I started off with wine.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to name it E40. Because it don't sound like a
right.
wine.
Right, you want to brand it. I mean, you got your own brand of music, but you want to make it upscale.
Yeah.
Something that's
so I wanted to call it Earl Stevens, my
right.
government name.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's a Kendall Jackson, a Robert Mondavi.
Robbie, yeah, Frank Family.
Yeah, 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 that's people like that. You know what I mean? Why I can't be an Earl Stevens?
Yes, sir.
Stevens, man, you feel me? So it's
that's
a trip.
Strong name.
Come on, man.
My wife texted me after the game. Congratulations, big night, whatever. She called me E41 tonight.
That's what you did? You hit 41? Damn, you've been doing that lately.
There she go right here.
That's sick, bro.
E41 with E40.
Hey!
Oh, Chef Earl!
That's right. Hey, look, don't ever forget it. Chef Earl, Michelin star material.
I saw that the other day. He's the finest restaurant.
Yeah, it was at the house. You know how I do.
We want to go get some food now. Yes, sir.
Woo!
I want everything y'all got right now.
Let's see what this thing do, man.
That's it.
What's this truck called?
The Waffle Roost. What's going on?
Can I take one of y'all carts?
Please do, please do. You just have to have a special tonight there on the bottom.
Look at that. They got the one love split.
Y'all stupid. One love split waffle sandwich thing. Hello.
I want the one love for sure.
I take the same thing.
Same thing.
Is this an egg on here?
Yes, it is.
Going crazy. Man, I'm finna go in. Cover me, I'm going in.
They need to just get you on the mic every game. Because when you get the mic and you get the crowd going, we need that now.
Come on, man. I'll be on deck. I'll be waiting for them to bring the camera to me. I'll be waiting.
Would you take it up another notch?
Come on.
How's the connection been for you as like a Warrior fan, right? Because this is your home.
And you know, the Bay Area, man, we always been the underdogs just in life in general, just overall. Music-wise, everything. You know, we get a lot of things took from us and other people run with it. And they get all the fame, and we don't. You know, well, we got the Warriors, man.
It don't matter where we playing, we always from Oakland. Right?
Definitely, that's real talk.
So we represent the Bay.
This shit hella nasty. That's why I keep eating it. I'm gonna have to take. You got something to go? Hello, I gotta take something to the house.
Stephen Curry on the right wing gets a screen from Draymond Green. Switched on to up top by Jeff Green. Durant back out the step. Shot fake from three. Dribbles into a right elbow jumper and splashes it down. Guarded by Satoransky. Gets the screen from Durant. Switched on to by Ariza. Gets past him to the hoop. Reverses it home. Got a little help from the rim.
Jeff Curry, D4U, live on Sports Byline. Next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, we're talking the L.A. Lakers. Rob Parker, Colin Coward, and more right here on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Time to check in with the herd, baby.
Why are the Lakers so easy to why do they have such bad tells as to what they're doing?
You know what? And Chris Broussard brought this up, and I believe him, that because they lost out on Paul George, and you remember they took for granted basically that he was coming. The word for 2 years was Paul George wants to play for the Lakers. So they didn't really go after him. They didn't pursue him. It was kind of like a foregone conclusion.
Well, they didn't even get a meeting with him,
because he declined a meeting with Magic, but I'm saying because it was kind of a laissez-faire attitude towards that, now they want to let everybody know, Anthony Davis, we want you. We're going after Anthony Davis. We'll give up anything just to get him. So now it's like, you're right. Everything is on Front Street. Everything is out there, and I think that they're mishandling it. The whole front office and the way things have been handled, total disaster, and here we are, Lakers out of the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how they fix it, if they're able to fix it.
Doug, I don't think they'll be able to fix it because I don't see a star player joining LeBron James, and I also don't see the Pelicans wanting to make a deal with the Lakers. I don't see it. They will look everywhere, high and far, anybody else, because the Lakers came to steal their player, so they don't want to make a deal with them.
Listen, that sounds good, but if they offer, you know, three young starters and draft picks, if they offer the kitchen sink, I think you're going to end up...
From the starters that just couldn't make the playoffs, couldn't beat the Bulls
they weren't
Cavs?
Healthy.
No, I'm talking about when they lost to the Bulls and Cavs. Those guys were healthy.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Yes,
have,
they were healthy.
They haven't had Lonzo Ball.
Oh, Lonzo's a different. He's the reason why they're out of the playoffs.
Well, I think it's a big reason they're out of the playoffs is they're not healthy. When they were healthy, they were a playoff team at least.
Okay, did they have a chance to make the playoffs when LeBron came back from his injury?
Yes.
And did they lose to the Hawks and New Orleans without AD?
Yes.
And to Memphis?
Yes.
And to the Suns?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not disputing any of that. I'm not disputing the change isn't needed, but I think, honestly, the parts are going to change out. Many of the parts are going to change out.
I'll bet you chicken wings right here, right now, that New Orleans will not make a deal with the Lakers.
You're probably right. Like, look, you got all kinds of different factors working against you. You know, who you're going to hire as your head coach if you fire Luke Walton. By the way, Luke was doing a good job before LeBron got hurt.
Luke will be fired.
Okay, but we all agree Luke's going to be fired,
yeah.
Right? If you hire Ty Lue, who's seen as a LeBron guy, you run into the same thing they've run into before, which is a lot of guys like, look, I'm not Team LeBron. I'm not rep by Rich Paul. You know, other agents don't want to do business there. It becomes trickier. Right? So then you get, and even if you rebuild it around what they did, for example, in Cleveland, right, where you put all shooters, you know, you had Kevin Love, and you had, when they won, they had Kyrie Irving, which is another star.
Sure.
So even if you rebuild it around LeBron with shooters, you're depending on LeBron to be the same LeBron of 2 or 3 years ago, and he's not that guy.
And that's the best point, because I think that's where everybody thought LeBron is just going to be LeBron, even though the numbers, Doug, are still there, right? 28-8-8 or whatever it is, 27-8-8. They're not the same impactful numbers that they used to be to me. They don't. LeBron, in years gone by, he would be able to beat the Suns in Memphis almost by himself.
Yeah.
He can't do it anymore.
No, look, he's statistically dominant, but if you watch the game, there's many, many plays in which he takes off. And he doesn't look like the same athlete. Who is the same athlete with that much tread worn off the tires? We'll see if he loses weight, if he can transform himself, if the extra time off helps him. But I'm generally with you. Guys don't get, like, we all operate like, well, it's going to be the same old LeBron. No one's the same at 34, 35 that they were at 30. It doesn't exist unless you're going to, you know, do what baseball players did and use steroids, you know, going back a decade ago. Zion Williamson's going to play tonight. I have an opinion of him. I'd love yours.
I think he's a fantastic player. I think people have gone off the rails with this prisoner of the moment that he should be in the Hall of Fame tomorrow and he's a top 50, top 20 player in the NBA. He's a man amongst boys in college. And I think until we see him come to the pros and play against other players more on his level, we really don't know. And Doug, I can go back on and on and on about the great college players who didn't transfer over. Am I saying he's going to be a bust or he's not a great player? I'm not saying that. But Christian Laettner might be a top five college player of all time when you add it all up. And he was an also ran in the pros who went to one All-Star game and is probably more famous for getting punched in the mouth by Jerry Stackhouse than anything else he did in the NBA. So I'm just saying, and he won two titles in college for Duke and is an author of a couple of fantastic finishes and moments in college basketball.
Well, look, hold on. First of all, just in full disclosure, Christian Laettner should not have been on the Dream Team.
He was.
But I know. But if you're an all-star, you're not an also-ran as an NBA player.
He's an also-ran. As far as where people thought his career was going to be.
Okay.
Look, that's all I'm saying.
Here's what's going for Zion, which wouldn't have been going for Zion if you go back to when Christian Laettner was coming out, right? Is that if you go back 15 years ago, he would have had to become a small forward, power forward. Now he can do exactly what he's doing at Duke in the NBA. Be a power forward who can handle the ball and also play small ball five. He's the same size as Draymond Green. He's got crazy athleticism. He has a high basketball IQ. I think he's going to be a terrific pro.
So do I.
Terrific pro.
I'm not doubting that at all.
I don't think he's a top 20 player right now in the world or maybe even top 50 player because, look, college basketball is way more watered down than it's been. And he's great, but he is a man playing against boys, men playing against men. It's a completely different story. The question that NBA people are asking is, do you take Ja Morant over him because Ja Morant, maybe even R.J. Barrett, I wouldn't take Barrett over him, but Morant plays the style that you want a lead guard to play. And much like quarterbacks in the NFL, they have more value. When you handle the ball every time down the court, you have more value than when you're a small ball four, small ball five. Would you shun conventional wisdom, which says take Zion Williamson, sell out every place in your seat in your arena, and would you take Ja Morant?
Well, the problem is, it's a business. And who is this? Who's selling tickets? NCAA ratings are up 8%. I get all that. And if you're a GM making that gutsy call, you better make sure you get that right. Because if you don't take him and he winds up being that guy that they're all claiming he is, it'll be a blunder. So I would be stunned if anybody was man enough to not take him with the first overall pick, whether or not. And don't forget, there were GMs who took Olajuwon and Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan, right? Because they normally go after the bigger guys.
Yeah. I mean, look, but this is not a bigger guy; it's a smaller guy. But yes, if you take Ja Morant over him, you better make sure you get it, you nail it.
You got to nail it. Your job is done.
Well, yes, because you have to tell your owner, hey, man, I know we were going to make a whole bunch of money off of the court, but I got a better player. I want to ask you about Bryce Harper last night. Bryce Harper, 0 of 3, did have a walk, did score a run. But considering the contract, considering the hype, I understand it's just baseball, it's just day one.
It's one game, and you can't get too caught up on an 0 for 3. But this is it. And I know some people are pushing back on Philly Fan. First of all, the scene, Doug, was unbelievable with the crowd for him. I mean, the thing that they've done in Philly is amazing. We know he signed a $330 million contract, but here's the other thing. The Philly sold 100,000 tickets in 24 hours after he was signed, which is an incredible number of tickets. He also outsold LeBron's L.A. Laker jersey with his name on it online after Harper signed with Philly. And now he's also passed Aaron Judge for the highest-selling jersey in Major League Baseball, which tells you this is a guy who moves the needle. And there are going to be those bad nights where he strikes out two or three times. There'll be those big home run nights. The Phillies have a really good team. Maybe the pitching isn't as good as some of the other teams, but their lineup is solid. I'm telling you, this is a good thing for baseball, good thing for Bryce Harper. And Philadelphia fans are as passionate as they get. They booed him after he struck out his second time in the debut. I get it. But they'll also, the next inning, cheer him like there's no tomorrow if he hits a big home run or gets a big hit.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from The Herd or go watch a few segments from other shows on FS1.
You're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Next up, it's Dom. That's right. Dominic Jimenez is in the house. Next up on the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Excuse me, but am I invisible?
Possibly from Pluto. Call the police.
What for? The call costs more than the car.
Yes, and it costs more than the condom I should have used the night you were conceived.
I want a balloon.
You've already got one.
Honey, why don't you just stay home and bowl me over?
But Peg, I prefer a place where my balls are returned promptly. Well, mercy, congratulations. I didn't know you were expecting.
Well, that jumping must have expanded my foot.
Then I see you must have fallen on your butt a time or two.
How dare you say that to my face?
Well, I'd say it behind your back, but my car's only got half a tank of gas.
That's very touching, honey. Now rub my feet.
Peg, I wouldn't rub your feet if a genie popped out of it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
This is a nice place to visit.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113.
800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
What is going on, everybody? It's Dominic Jimenez. The diner is open. I've opened the door. Please join me. Come on in. Get yourself comfortable. I hope you're already doing it, but get yourself comfortable and let's talk some sports. I'm serving up the best and the worst in the week of sports here at the diner. It's what we do every Saturday as part of the Taco Man audio magazine on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. A lot of good stuff. A lot of winners. A lot of people had very good weeks this week. Only one loser. One loser. One good job, good effort, of course, but only one loser. And it's a big one. I'm really going to spend some time on that despite it being just one loser. But until then, let's knock out all of these winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Sabrina Ionescu. Who? Sabrina Ionescu plays for the Oregon Lady Ducks. She recorded a triple-double this week. Most points in a triple-double in NCAA tournament history. She tied Dwayne Wade. She dropped 29 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. A few things here. One, we don't see too many high-scoring games in college basketball individually. So the 29 points, very impressive. And she had a triple-double. We don't see a lot of double-digit assists in college basketball, too. There's just such an emphasis on defense. You don't have the high, insane assist totals that you do in the pros. So, Sabrina Ionescu ties Dwayne Wade for the most points in a triple-double in NCAA tournament history. 29 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. She also has the most triple-doubles in college basketball history. Period, by herself. So, shout out to Sabrina Ionescu. She is a winner this week. Moving on, next winner, the Los Angeles Dodgers. As a Giants fan, it pains me to put the Dodgers as winners, but the Los Angeles Dodgers hit 8 home runs on opening day. That is a record for most home runs hit by a team on opening day. Kike Hernandez and Jock Peterson both hit 2 home runs apiece. Corey Seager hit one. He may be comeback player of the year as he has recovered from Tommy John surgery. I know it's weird as a position player, but he had Tommy John surgery. Max Muncy, Austin Barnes, and Cody Bellinger also hit home runs for the Dodgers. And then AJ Pollock, in the second game of the year, hit a home run too. So the Dodgers lineup proving just how dangerous they can be. 8 home runs against Zach Greinke, the former Dodger. It was not pretty for the Diamondbacks, but it was very pretty for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And it's funny, something that may have gone under the radar in terms of greatest impact for the Dodgers was that Robert Van Skoyak left the Diamondbacks, and he became the hitting coach of the Dodgers. And in just 2 games so far of the 2019 season, it looks like he's doing a damn good job having the Dodgers hitting extremely well, which does not make me happy. Anyway, next winner, staying in the National League West because it's opening weekend still, folks. Baseball is back. I am ecstatic, and I hope you are too. But the next winner, the San Diego Padres, because with a win over the Giants on opening day, they are over 500 for the first time since June 8th, 2015. That's right, almost 4 years. We'll call it 3.5-ish. Almost 4 years. The Padres were not over 500. They had a losing record, or were even at 500. So for the first time in 4 years, the Giants lose to them on opening day, and then the Padres pick up a win, and they're over 500 for the first time in 4 years. The 2-0 win over the Giants. A, the Giants played incredibly poorly, and B, the Padres looked great. So Manny Machado didn't even do anything. I think he went 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts and a double play. Did not have a good debut for the Padres, but it's maybe a sign of things to come that the Padres may be getting ready to turn the corner here and be a very successful team. Now, granted, it was against a Giants team that is expected to not do much of anything this year other than lose, but in the meantime, shout out to the Padres. First time in 4 years they've been over 500, and they won game 2 also, so they're doing quite all right. 2 games over 500. Shout out to the Padres. Next winner, Devin Booker, who became the youngest player in NBA history to record back-to-back 50-point games. We've already seen Devin Booker light it up. I think he had 60-something points in a loss a few years ago, and now he's dropped back-to-back 50-point games. A, the youngest player in NBA history to do so, and B, the only player in Suns franchise history to do it. He scored 59 at Utah against the Jazz, a very good defensive team. And then he scored 50 against the Wizards on 2 days later to become the first player in Suns franchise history to record at least 50-point games. Now, the unfortunate part for the 22-year-old Booker is that both games, they lost. They lost both games. They lost to the Jazz on Monday, and then they lost by 3 to the Wizards on Wednesday, and the Wizards, not a very good team. So it kind of tells you the state of the Phoenix Suns. They had the first overall pick in the draft this past year, took DeAndre Ayton. He's likely to finish third in the NBA Rookie of the Year voting, despite having a very good season, almost averaging a double-double. But Luka Doncic and Trae Young have just been so damn good that you know both of them are going to finish in either order. They're going to finish 1-2 in the NBA Rookie of the Year voting. But Devin Booker, youngest player in NBA history with back-to-back 50-point games. Only first player in Suns franchise history with back-to-back 50. He had 70 against the Celtics. I said it was 60. He had 70 against the Celtics 2 years ago. Scored 30 in the first half on Wednesday, becoming the third NBA player in the last 15 years with back-to-back 30-point halves, because he had 30 points in the second half of that Monday game. But the Suns lost both games, and they lost that 60-point performance, 70-point performance, excuse me, against the Celtics a couple years ago. So, yeah, Devin Booker, we know he can score. He's only 22. The guy can light it up. Is he going to be there long-term for the Suns? Is he going to want out because they're so bad and the cast around him just is not quite what it needs to be to win games? I don't know. But you know what? The guy can score. So shout out to Devin Booker, 50-point performance. And to be fair, they were missing a bunch of other players. TJ Warren, Tyler Johnson, Josh Jackson, and Kelly Oubre Jr. all out of the lineup. So there were plenty of shots to be had for Devin Booker. But yeah, the losing has to be getting annoying for Booker. But back-to-back 50-point performances, we have to give him a little credit and make him a winner for that. Next winner, James Harden. Speaking of scoring, James Harden is absolutely a winner. He's no stranger to the winner's list. James Harden has frequented this winner's list for the last 5-6 months. It's been a while since it's been a while that James Harden has been on a regular fixture on the winner's list, and that's because he is on a torrid scoring pace seemingly all year. He scored 30 straight points in more than 20 games in a row. The scoring has been insane. He's helped carry the Rockets from such a slow start into the playoff mix. 4-5 seed, they're in it. And he helped carry the team when Clint Capella was hurt and when Chris Paul was hurt. So James Harden's been awesome. But here's a little more information and another stat to really drive home the fact that how impressive James Harden's scoring total has been this year. James Harden now has 2,606 total points this season. The only player with 2,600 points in a season since the NBA-ABA merger in 1976-1977 are Kobe Bryant, who did it one time, and Michael Jordan, who did it four times. You think of the elite scorers over the last 40 years in the NBA. Shaquille O'Neal, Karl Malone, Dirk Nowitzki, guys who are LeBron James, guys who are on the all-time scoring list. It's only three guys that have scored 2,600 points in a season, and now James Harden joins that trio. He joins, joins Kobe, and Michael Jordan is the only guys to do it. So I really want that to drive home the fact that just how good James Harden has been putting the ball in the basket this season. Next winner, my last winner before we move on to loser. Yeah, loser, singular loser. Carlos Vela, the LAFC forward. He's off to a blazing start this season after finishing on such a high note in last season, but the 2019 season, through 5 games, he's got 6 goals, 3 assists, and LAFC has not lost a match yet. The Mexican national star just been getting things done. This goal scoring aided by a hat trick against the San Jose Earthquakes on Saturday. But you know what? Carlos Vela's just doing it, and so are LAFC. Legitimate contenders for the MLS Championship this season. Watch out for them. And I know Will Ferrell's happy. He's part owner of LAFC. And now, I promised this to you at the beginning. Loser, singular loser, and that's NBA referee Tyler Ford. Now, I know you may not recognize his name, but let me tell you what Tyler Ford did that warranted an appearance on the loser's list, B, the ire of the entire NBA social media world, pretty much. This is what happened. So, Portland Blazers center star Yusuf Nurkic suffered a compound fracture going up for a shot, and when he landed, his fibula and tibia broke. It was a compound fracture, and it was not pretty because his leg basically was bent at his shin, something that should not be happening. The players saw it. His teammates came, surrounded him to help him, and then the space cleared out. This was in the lane, so you know all the players walked away so that the medical staff could come in, and this is where my major problem was. Referee Tyler Ford, I don't know, he was going to, you know, call for the medics, or he was doing something, but he walked over, and he stepped over Yusuf Nurkic, not around Yusuf Nurkic, he stepped over him and kicked his broken leg. The man who just suffered a compound fracture to his leg, he broke his tibia and his fibula, and his leg was bent at the shin, got kicked by an NBA referee. Are you kidding me? Now, yes, Yusuf Nurkic is a 7-footer. He's a big guy. But are you telling me Tyler Ford could not walk around him? The man who just suffered a gruesome injury late in the season. So he's out for the year in the Blazers. Number 3 seed currently in the Western Conference. Are you kidding me, Tyler Ford? You're a joke. What an absolute joke. It's inexcusable. There's no way. He's like, oh, I didn't know he was hurt. BS. Because the players who were all around him after he went down, guarantee they saw it. They saw how bad his leg looked. What happened? Jared Dudley went running out of there. So Tyler Ford is an absolute clown. For A, there's no reason to step over the leg of the player. And then B, he tried to step over the leg of a player, didn't pick up his leg, and kicked the guy who had a compound fracture in his leg. Bent the wrong way. What a joke. The NBA needs to suspend him indefinitely for just being an idiot. As you can tell, Tyler Ford really got under my skin this week, and it really is unfortunate what he did. I'm not going to advocate for him losing his job, but I'm definitely going to advocate that he get suspended and not work a playoff game. Just for being completely oblivious. What a joke, NBA referee Tyler Ford. Okay. Before I burn things down here at the diner, we're going to close up shop, and I'm just going to scream all alone at a table here. Remember, you are tuned in to the Taco Man Audio Magazine on Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. I'm Dominic Jimenez. We'll see you next week.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
My daughter, too. She's no bargain either, my daughter. You kidding? Well, she's been picked up so many times, she's starting to grow handles. I mean, I'll tell you the trouble with kids. They play around so young today, very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombas. You know my doctor? Well, he told me last week in his office he got 6 cases of VD. I mean, he's all right now, you know.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. I want to thank, of course, the great Dominic Jimenez. Man, that guy's just getting better and better and better. How can you perfect perfection? That's all I can say. When I think about Dominic, of course, and Dom's Diner, how can you perfect perfection? Well, he's got it down, man. He's got it going on, no doubt about that. And we are indebted to him week in and week out. Straight up, I want to thank Steph Curry, of course, the greatest shooter of all time, without a doubt, as far as the NBA is concerned, the greatest shooter. I mean, who's better? Rick Barry, Michael Jordan? I don't think so, man. I think Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time. We want to thank Steph Curry, of course, and the rapper E-40 talking about Bay Area, rapping in Bay Area, nostalgia, and that kind of good stuff. Of course, Steph Curry, a legend in basketball, but he's only been in the Bay Area now for about 10 years. Of course, Steph Curry and 5 minutes from home, love to have him each and every week. And of course, we had the Herd. Colin not doing his thing tonight. He had a sub in there. But the bottom line is Rob Parker talking about LeBron James, the L.A. Lakers. And where will the L.A. Lakers be a year from now? That is the $64,000 question. Will Kevin Durant ship, jump ship? Will he leave the Warriors and go south? Who knows? He said he won't pull traitor on the Warriors, man. When the money's out there and the fact that he can become a bigger star in L.A. than he is with the Warriors, I really think he can alongside LeBron James. Bottom line is, I think he's going to L.A. We'll see what happens 1 year from now. You're tuned to the Taco Matt Audio Magazine. Executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy, thank you so much. We are a production of Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel 211. Until next week, peace, love, and lots of respect. I am the Taco Man.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.